Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and Father, we will rejoice in it. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we declare this space a sacred space, a space where your spirit and your glory will move and rest upon your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare this space a space of miracles. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your will be done even in this season and in this time that we are standing in. We declare that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. We declare peace and long life for your people. We declare, Heavenly Father, that no weapon that shall be formed against us shall prosper. We declare and affirm that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want or need for anything. We declare that all shall be well. We declare, Father, in your precious name, for new beginnings for your people everywhere. We declare miracles and open doors and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We declare that the enemy has already been defeated in our lives. We declare victory in your precious name. And Father, most well, we thank you for allowing us to stand in this sacred space, lifting our voice up like a trumpet and praising your holy name. Thank you, Father. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost in the name of
Praise the Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, for this the day, Lord, that you have made, that we can rejoice and be glad. And we thank you, Father, for the blood, and we thank you for the cross, my God, even this holy week, Father, that you have us to operate in miracles, my God, and the working of miracles. We give you glory, Father, for your near-skirt hand touch upon the lives of your people tonight. We thank you for your rejuvenating in our spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your glory cloud, my God, being a pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day for us, my God. We thank you for your shield of protection and your hedge round about every family member represented on this line tonight. We thank you, Father, for Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that your hedge of protection, most of all your angels, Father, will continue to minister strength. And Father, grant them in spirit of endurance, my God, and perseverance. Father, in all things that they do, my God, will do with a spirit of excellence and excel in everything that you will have them to do, Father. We give you praise for the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Father, for the healing already take place, Father, in the lives of your servants, Father. Even the prayer request is already, Lord, before you even know, Lord, you already know about them, Father. And we thank you for the answers that will forthcoming even now. And let your grace be abundant to each and every one of us, Father. And we thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the open heaven. And we thank you for your glory upon each life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you for this day. We thank you for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for great shall be our peace because our mind is stayed upon you. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemn. We thank you, Lord, that you cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. And in place of our shame, we shall have the double portion. In place of disgrace, we shall rejoice over our share. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall possess the double in our land. And we thank you for eternal joy, Father God, for you love justice. You hate robbery and injustice. And you will faithfully reward your people and make a permanent covenant with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that our descendants shall be known among the nations and our posterity among the people. All who see us will recognize that they are we are the people of the Lord that you bless, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for our archbishop. We thank you for our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord God, we cover them. We strengthen their hands, Lord God. We bless them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that all of their needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy comes against them one way and flee seven ways. And we decree it so. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of the prayer requests. And we call every need met, every bill paid, every need supplied, restoration, justice, and healing. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you even now, Father God. We thank you for every life that is here on the line present even now, Father God, and every family that is tied even with that, Father God. Father, cover our households even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for this time together as we come to you in the beginning hours of the morning, Father God. Father, thank you for a divine peace that you're blowing even in our hearts and in our households and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father, touch those that need your divine healing, your touch of healing even now, and make them whole, Father God. Those that are having challenges, health challenges even now, Father God. Father, allow us to walk the way that you have designed for us even now, Father God. Order our steps as we come and as we go, Father God. Allow us to walk and step in that, Father God. Cover our children even now, Father God. Cover them as they come and as they go, Father God. Open our eyes and our ears so that we may hear you clearly and see what we need to see ahead, Father God. Father, thank you for thank you for your love. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for the peace even now. In your name we pray, amen.
And Father God, I bless your name this evening, God. You've been an awesome God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, Father God. You are so good to us, Father God. We're just asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch the people that are assembled and connected and linked in to this prophetic prayer line, Father God, that their needs will be met, Father God, that their children will be covered, Father God, that their finances will break, Father God, so that they're able to bring even the tithes to the storehouse, Father God, so that the devour will be rebuked even for their sake, Father God. We thank you for covering us in good health, Father God, that we see it, we see it, we be it, we see it, we be it in good health, Father God. We thank you for contacts and contracts in this hour, Father God, and new territory, Father God, even if it's in the ministry or the careers or in the business, new territory, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch the childless in this season, Father God, the ones who have so much love to give, Father God, that there's a place and a space that they can embrace and express love in that way that you've given them. Help us to be living examples of your love, Father God, and of your grace and your mercy, Father God, and that we Father God, are just a vessel for you to move through, Father God, and that you get the praise, Father God, and not ourselves, Father God, for the things that we do, for them not to be in vain, God. We thank you for strengthening the families, Father God, who've lost someone in these last days, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, and unseen or strange things happening, Father God, we cancel that in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you bring revelation to the situations at hand, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, our pastors, the archbishop, the pastor, Father God, for covering us with the word, covering us with the word that we are able to stand and move forward even in the things of purpose from you. We continue to give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you again for allowing us to come together as one under our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Prophetess Jordan. Father, we thank you for the angels that gave them birth, and we thank you, Father God, for all the children and the grandchildren. Father God, we thank you for the ones to come. We ask that you will continue to cover, strengthen, guard, bless, and protect the Jordans and the Berians from evil, God, and all that are assembled on this line, God, every minister on this line, every prophet in this house, and every partner, Father God, those people that we're praying for that are near and dear our heart, God, cover us in the blood, cleanse us in the blood, and we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, because you are the best seed that was sown, for the heart of the Father is in the home. Lord, we thank you for the healing of our families and a greater, tighter connections and relationships and family matters. We thank you because your word said charity starts at home and it sheds abroad. Father God, we thank you for the healing miracles and all of the testimonies that are coming forth as a result of the prayers that are going forth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our very own prophet Stephen Bostic and the miracles that's happening in his life, Father, continuing to strengthen and bless him, Father God, and his family. We thank you for Prophetess Aisha Cooper and even others, Father God, that we've been praying for, God, the people in all of our homes, Father God, that we've been bringing before you in prayer. And we just thank you, hallelujah, for your blessing that's upon us to make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, that we're joint heirs with you, Lord Jesus, and we're more than a conqueror. We thank you that we're doers of your word and we're a channel by which your blessings can flow. Father, we thank you that because you're with us, Lord, no one can be against us. We thank you that we are blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. We thank you that our enemies flee before us, God. And we thank you for the commanding of your blessing on our storehouses, Father. We thank you that you open up your good treasure unto us, God, and that you will cause us to be lenders and not borrowers. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above on and not beneath. We thank you, Father, that you give us power to obtain wealth. And we thank you that we dwell in the secret place of you, Lord God, our Most High. For you are our refuge and our fortress. In you we put our trust. You are our protector. You are the divine provision for us, God. And we're not afraid of the snare of the fowler, nor for the northern pestilence, because we thank you for the angels that have been given charge over us to keep us in all our ways. God, we thank you that no evil shall befall us and no plague shall come nigh us, God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are chosen royal generation and holy royal priesthood and a holy and peculiar people, Father God, that you called us into the marvelous light. We thank you that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you that no sickness, no disease can come nigh us. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you remember even the sick and the shut-in, God. Remember those, hallelujah, that are afflicted. For your word said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver us from them all. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of you, said the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor for not our will being done, but for your will to be done in our lives. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Father, we just thank you right now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace. We thank you, Father God, that we can obtain mercy in time of need. We lift up right now Archbishop Master Prophet Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Lord God, we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for their life. We thank you for what they represent in your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you that they are pillars, that they are generals in your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for covering them right now with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, I just bless you. I praise you. Father, I thank you right now that the thoughts that you have towards us are good and not evil. Father God, to give us an expected end, we expand our expectancy today. Father God, we rise up in dominion. We take our rightful authority in the spirit realm. Father God, you said if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then would you hear from heaven and heal our land. Lord, heal our land. Heal our families. Heal our children. Heal our household, Father, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Baptist Olympia.
And Father, we just thanking you for the strength. We're thanking you for love. We're thanking you for growth. Father, we're thanking you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan. We're thanking you for leading Lady Pastor Prophetess Debbie Jordan. We're thanking you for the Jordan legacy. We're thanking you for Mother Mary Jordan. We're thanking you for Mother Mary Varian. We're thanking you for all the pastors and leadership that is on this line. We thank you for every family that is in this place and that is in this space. Father, we're thanking you for the hearts that's being mended, the hearts that's being healed. Father, we're thanking you for the love that shall surpass all understanding. Father, we're thanking you for even the homeless. Father, we know that they're going to really understand and really feel your love and presence to know that they're not in this thing alone. Father, we're thanking you for Prophetess Aisha and her healing and recovery. We're thanking you for every prayer that has been submitted this day, and we're thanking you for the breakthrough that shall come because they have a faith of a mustard seed to trust you, to trust you. Father, we're thanking you for your son that covers all of us. We're thanking you for the praise. We're thanking you for the honor. We're thanking you for just being in your presence right now to know that when one is on one accord, then the synergy is just magnificent and it's powerful. Father, we're just thanking you. We're thanking you for the increase. We're thanking you for family. We're thanking you for marriages. And, Father, we're thanking you for my daughter, Lene Castillo-Watson, for her healing. Father, we're thanking you for the grace, and we're thanking you for joy. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Prophet Prentice.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. And we call on you right now in a special way. It is through your power that we was created. Every breath we take, every morning we wake, and every moment of every hour, we lift your name on high. Father, we ask that you touch us with the same power for if you created us from nothing. You can certainly recreate me. Fill me with the healing power of your spirit and fill everyone else with your same spirit and cast out anything that should not be in me. Mend what is broken in me and in the others that is on this call. Root out any unproductive cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild any damaged areas. Remove all inflammations and cleanse out any infections. Lord, we let your glory flow and we let your prophetic word flow and love pass our body to make any unhealthy areas healthy. So make our bodies function, Lord. Make our love function, Lord. And restore us to full health in mind and in body so that we can serve you for the rest of our lives. I ask this through Christ, our Lord. And we dwell in your house, Lord Jesus. We drink in your presence and find peace and rest in your arms. We believe in your name and ask for your healing. And believe and trust in your love. We thank you for your sacrifice. We receive all that you have for us, and we pray and ask for restoration. We need your touch. We wait on you. You are our Savior and our friend and our hope. And we thank you for your loving grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophet George Hartley.
Amen. Thank you, God, for truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise, and we thank you for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. We thank you, God, for healing the sick, O God. O God, you know the sick and the shut-in and all the names that have been mentioned, O God, on this call line. We need you to touch them, God. Touch their bodies, God. Heal them, O God. Heal the wound, O God, so they may continue to do what you have called them to do, O God. And we also thank you, God, for healing relationships, God, healing marriages, O God. And we also thank you, God, for healing everything that's as far as sick, the shedding, and all, O God. We want to thank you, God, for also, we want to thank you for change. We want to thank you for the change that you have brought in our lives, the change for the better, because we are getting less of us and more of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for helping the homeless, God, and giving them a safe place to reside, oh God, in. We thank you, God, for connections, and we thank you, God, for even healing family members, God, and relationships in the family, God. We thank you, oh God, for giving us the opportunity to even rejoice and to have family gatherings, oh God. We thank you for the whole body of Zoe and every part in it, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for our leader and his wife, oh God, and their family, God. We thank you for all the families that's on this call line and even those who not, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity that you give us, God. We thank you for opening doors, God, that man cannot close, oh God, and allowing us to walk through, God. We thank you, God, for possibilities. We thank you, God, for growth, oh God. And we thank you for increase, God, in all the increase that you will have us to, God, increase in spiritual, God, and increase and also in other matters in our lives, oh God. We also thank you for relationships. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you for love that you give us towards one another, and continue, God, as we grow into this prayer life, we growing in one, God, and we thank you, God, that you is blessing us to be that one, God. We thank you for that, God. Amen. We thank you for joy that you've given us in our lives, God, and we thank you for your season and your time as well, God, because you is a time for everything, God, and you just bless us so you know when to bring this and when to not, God. You know the best time, and we thank you, God, for your wait. We thank you, God, for giving us the patience, God, to wait, God, and letting us rejoice as we wait and praise your holy and wonderful name, oh God. We thank you, God, for solutions and giving us solutions to problems and allowing us to solve it, God. We thank you, God, for the wisdom that you give us and the knowledge that you give us and the understanding to continue to walk, oh God, and continue to see solutions to our problems and what we need to work on, God. And we want to thank you, God, for our purpose, God, and allowing us to know our why, God, and to walk in it, God. We want to thank you, God, for development as well and the energy that you give us to keep on moving. We love you, God, and we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Amen.
Prophet Joshua. Prophet Naomi.
Amen. Father God, we come to you with open hearts, God. We come to you with open minds, God. Father God, we ask that whatever is broken down, that you restore it, God. Whatever is lost, restore it, God. Father God, we come to you with a humbleness, God. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, God. Father God, we ask that you favor our family, favor our friends, favor our connection, favor our children, God, in this season, God. Father God, we know that this is our holy week, and we celebrate the resurrection life of Jesus Christ, God. Father God, we know that all things are possible because of you, God. Father God, we cancel any attack from the enemy, God. Father God, we ask that you give us your wisdom. Give us the wisdom that we are able to act and be able to network and to do your will that you have called for our life, God. We thank you for the purpose that you have brought us into, God. We thank you for the greater joy that you have given to us. We thank you for the peace, God, the peace of mind, God. Father God, we thank you for the healing and the increase around us, God. We tap into it, God. We thank you, God, for everything you continue to do in our lives each and every day and each moment. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you right now that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord, that we will bless you at all times and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. I thank you, Father God, that as your word says, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And I thank you, Father God, those that are feel afflicted and God, troublesome, God, that you are bringing deliverance to them in every area of their life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Zoe family and their personal family. And I thank you, Father God, for Mother Mary, Prophetess Jordan. And I thank you, Father God, that you're continuously billing her and lifting her and bringing divine protection to her in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Mother Pastor Prophetess Mary Barron, God, and I thank you, Father God, you continuously lift her and continue to bless her life and bring divine healing and restoration to her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decree and declare healing and restoration for my father right now. And I thank you, Father God, that you continuously building him up right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for my family. I pray for my personal family, God. And I thank you, Father God, for my son right now. I thank you, Father God, that you continuously protecting and shielding him and building him and healing him, God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. And I decree and declare victory over him now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you continuously ordering his steps, God. I pray for every mother that is on this line that is standing in the gap for their children. And I thank you, Father God, that you bring in divine protection, healing, and restoration, and your divine will that is being done in their life, God, and they are coming to great purpose concerning their life, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet, every bishop, apostle, God. I pray for them, and I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing them and you're continuously blessing their ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for every business owner that is on this call, God, that you'll give them power to attain wealth, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're continuously blessing your people financially, God, that you said that you would give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You also said that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You also say, Father God, that you will give us now prosperity. I thank you, Father God, that you said that you will do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Father God, for every giver, every tithe payer on this line, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings that they will have room enough to receive, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for divine healing and restoration to everybody that is weak and sick, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're covering us with your blood. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you are encampering each and everyone that is under the sound of my voice with angels around them, their families, and even their households, God. In the name of Jesus, as they go to and for, protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood upon them now. Cover them with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for restoration. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation for the unsaved, God. I thank you, Father God, that there will be a Holy Ghost explosion, a Holy Ghost invasion across the land, God. And I thank you for revival, God, all over the land, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare victory for your people, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're continuously lifting me and Shekinah. And Father God, bless every member there, God, in the name of Jesus. You're bringing the increase. And the increase, God, we decree it and declare it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you for every word, every prayer, every utterance that's been said. Father, we just want to say thank you because, Father, we know that you hear us when we pray. Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call tonight, then every household that is represented. Father, I say, let thy will be done, Father. And, Father, you know what they have need of, Father, even before we ask. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless them and keep them and cause them to prosper in the way that they should go, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we start out on this day, Father, Father, let this be one of the greatest days that we have experienced. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will keep you on our mind because you said those that minds are kept on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. We thank you, Lord, for this holy week that you have allowed us to walk in and to flow in, Father. Father, let us continue to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And, Father, as we move forth into this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, that every good thing shall begin to come our way. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor, divine favor in business matter, divine favor in legal matter, whatever it might be, Father, we thank you for the favor. Because, Father, even as you have spoken, Father, we thank you once again that the walls of opposition is coming down. The walls of confusion is coming down. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that everything that's not like you, it shall fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just love to call your name. And we love you for who you are and for what you are and for what you have started. Because Father, we know that the work that you have started, you're going to perfect everything that concerns us. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the prosperity. We thank you for the faith. We thank you, Lord Jesus, to be able to call upon thy name. We give you praise and honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I am fired up because I can't feel, I don't know what the people of God have been dealing with, but God gave us that word several days ago that the walls are coming down. And I want the people of God just begin to meditate on that. What do they need to come down? What do they need to shift in their lives? I don't care if it's a family matter. I don't care if it's dealing with money, whatever it might be. Sickness is coming down because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So people of God, listen, I just love you. I just thank God for you. And we're going to keep on keeping on because God loves to work in the dark. Because as he works in the dark, he's bringing formation and he's bringing stability and he's just bringing forth manifestation. So people of God, let us keep on keeping on because the work that we are doing is not in vain. When this is over, we're going to look back and we're going to see the blessing of the Lord not coming to us but overtaking us in the name of the Lord. So I just love you all. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for saying yes to the call, yes to the purpose. Listen, we too are about our Father's business, and thank you for being in that space called yes. I love you, Prophetess Naomi. I'm going to decrease.
Love you too, Pastor.
Prayer always fire me up. And
love you too,
Pastor.
We love you, Pastor. Bless you, Pastor.
Love you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Love you, Pastor.
Peace and blessings. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
All right, people of God, I want to thank you all for coming on the line. Is there any announcement? Okay, amen. So I do know that we're going to be back here by 9 a.m. in the morning. We will be back here with our archbishop, that's the prophet, who's going to be teaching us at 9 a.m. Also, we have Top Life Radio. Once on for Thursday, Theocracy Thursday with Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophetess Jessica Jordan and Prophet Deanna Kelly. So please come back and join that team. And we are having a good time. Also, just a reminder to those, bring your olive oil out tomorrow night. Bring olive oil out tonight because guess what? We have our Our oil mixing service is at 7:30 p.m. down at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, as well as we have our Good Friday service at 12 noon. That's right, it's 12 noon Good Friday service. So please come out, join, and if you have any questions, you can call 888-831-0434. I want to say thank you, and God bless, and good night to all.
God bless you.
Good night, everybody.
Bless you. God bless you. Good night. Good morning. Thank you.